be.
So good. That's I Want to Be a Producer from Astaire. We're so lucky to be joined by Astaire in the studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Hi. Thank you for having me. Hello.
Oh, thanks for coming in. We're so excited to have you here at BFM, but also back in the country. How does it feel to be home?
It feels so lovely. I feel like my nervous system has been able to like really truly relax for the first time in a year.
Yeah. Touch some grass.
Yeah.
Hard out. There's so much to catch up on, and you've got so much exciting stuff on the horizon, touring, playing Spore. But I feel like maybe we could start with a little bit of korero about I Want to Be a Producer, because that song came out in 2024 and it was sort of like the first of this run of singles that's been happening. And it's so cool. I feel like it's quite a new sonic direction for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit like more garage leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she is based in London now.
Yeah, definitely. It's got a strong London like influence.
Mm.
I worked on it with another producer as well, Ashton, my friend over there. So it's, yeah, I feel like it definitely brings in more of that like London UK garage culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And a year since its release, do you feel as though you've lived up to the sentiment of wanting to be, do you feel like a producer? You are a producer.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. My mum like said to me the other day, because I had another interview and I talked about like I want to be a producer, and she's like, it's kind of strange that you like are saying I want to be a producer as a mantra, because I have been producing for like 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think what I meant by that was like I think there are different ways of existing in the world as a producer, and what I've seen in London, it's more like, you know, being a producer that's working with lots of different artists and like cutting records and being able to like exist purely from that, which I've never really done. I've more self-produced and maybe collaborated here and there. So I think it's like it's a mantra in terms of where I'd like to continue going, but I do feel like I am already a producer for sure.
Yeah, it's such a cool, I feel like there's so many different ways you can interpret the lyrics, but I just love the little bits like driving in the bar in the car and my beats go crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So cool. Okay, catch us up. And last time I talked to you maybe was for this single, so probably about a year ago. What have you been up to in London? Sort of run us through how your 2025 went.
Absolutely. So I was finishing my next album for the last year, which is called Diaspora Baby, and I'm going to release it this year.
Cool.
And it's been like it's been quite a long process because I've been trying to incorporate like Cameroonian music and language, like my tribal language, and it's just been a process figuring out how I was going to merge the sonic worlds that I'm interested in and writing the project and like immigrating, because immigrating takes up so much time and energy, which I didn't realize. So that was one thing I've been doing. And then I've been actually working a lot as a producer and writer with like different people and different artists. So I think you have Dwagdala lined up for later, but that's an example. I was in Cameroon in 2024 and I met like some Kenyan artists, which I ended up doing that track with alongside Ella McConnell, who's an Australian producer. And yeah, I traveled to Africa last year as well. I went to Burundi, which is an incredible country, and I worked a lot with artists there, artists and producers, made music. It was just like for lack of a better term, higgledy-piggledy, I was doing this, which I think is just like a bit of a typical kind of artist hustle, especially when you're trying to plant seeds and see which ones are gonna, you know, bloom. Like, I was working on K-pop. I actually met like these K-pop A&R scouts in Cameroon because I was scouting, and I started working with K-pop producers that I met there.
What a crazy side quest.
Super random, but so fun. And you're just like living life and surviving and doing quite a lot of DJing as well. Building community. I feel like that's something that when I moved to London, because I've been in Ponike for so long and like knew so many people and really felt like grounded in my community, moving to London was tough because I didn't have community. So like, I think in the second year, it's been a real focus of like meeting people and creating spaces and events as well.
Do you feel like producing an album like with the title Diaspora Baby and incorporating your own sort of musical whakapapa in there, is that sort of a new way of grounding yourself, maybe living overseas?
Totally. It was like a lot of the songs, when people hear them, like, they're a complete therapy, like almost journal. And it's quite sequential. It's like me deciding that I needed to go and be on the side of the world where the other part of my family's from, and then immigrating, and then kind of being, I suppose, surprised by some of the challenges that I faced and not expecting them. And then just kind of like the difficult things that happened, but then the beautiful things that happened as well. So yeah, it definitely accompanied that whole time.
So cool. I can't wait to hear this record. What a great year it's going to be for us. Stereo record. In the meantime, you're kicking off a tour across the country and you're playing Splore up in Tāmaki. Run us through what's the timeline look like for your tour?
So I have 4 tour dates, and the first one is on Waiheke Island, actually on the 29th of January at Artworks Theatre. So that's going to be really fun. I'm from Waiheke, so like it always feels like going home.
Cool place to start.
Great place to start. And then I've got a show in Ponike at San Fran on the 7th of Feb. And then I'll be driving up to Raglan, doing a show at The Yard on February 14th, and then ending everything with a big bang at Splore, which I'm super excited about. I'm sure it's going to be like, an epic final Splore.
For sure. Not to be missed. Have you got people on the Splore lineup you're particularly excited to see?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many cool like DJs that are playing. I saw that is it Honey Manuka Honey? She's playing. And then obviously I love Nightmares on Wax.
Yeah, you've done stuff with
him I've collaborated with George, and I love his live shows. Like, they're such a vibe.
I'm hoping that there's going to be some people, I mean, you probably can't spoil anything if there is plans for this, but I'm hoping that there's going to be some people bringing one another on stage, because, like, Jess B's playing and Sister Nancy, and you're playing and Nightmares. I'm like, can we get some collabs on the stage, please?
Yeah, that would be so fun.
I'm just putting in a request now. Nightmares on Wax, if you're listening.
Yeah, it's a good call for sure. Yeah,
so cool. And I'm keen to hear what the live show is going to look like, or what you want to tell us about it, because I know in the past you've sort of done a few different things. You've had dances,
yes, and
the rig sort of changed a little bit over time.
Yes.
What can we expect from this set of shows?
So the set of shows is going to be a real emphasis on, like, the electronic production side of things and their movement and dance.
Mm.
For me, one of my favorite things to watch in a live performance is, like, when body and movement embodies the music.
Mm.
So that's something that I'm going to be doing for all these shows. And at Splore, I'm going to be working with two incredible dancers, Lesheho and Sami.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be, just kind of, like, I think channeling that mix of both, like, African culture and contemporary culture, which I'm really interested in exploring this year with this project. I think that all the shows are going to be dynamic, high energy, and I'm really excited to kind of, I've seen so many great shows in 2025 and a real variety. And for me as an artist, it's exciting to have an opportunity to channel some of what I've seen. You know, when you're inspired by something and you want to try it out yourself.
Yeah.
So I've seen some pretty, like, epic stuff. I saw this artist in Berlin, actually. Her name was Julie Pavon. She's from Denmark.
Cool.
And it was just her alone in this, like, room. And it was just the most wild live show. Like, it was incredible because of her movement and how she was performing. So I was, like, super inspired by that.
So cool. I can't wait. Splore is going to be so amazing, and the rest of the tour as well. Everyone, get tickets. You can get tickets for Splore from their website. That's happening February 20th to 22nd at Tā Papakanga Reserve. It's going to be so special. We're going to hear lots of the new album in this set?
Yes, literally. Like, a lot of the new album.
Oh my gosh.
Which will be unreleased, but I'll be playing, like, most of the set will be the unreleased new album.
So then,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. What a treat. Oh, so exciting. Well, thank you so much, Esther, for coming in for a corridor.
Thank you so much for having me.
After both of you.
Yeah.
We're going to finish with Drog Dala from Esther Fancy Fingers and When You're. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
I Quality.